broadcasting 24/7, 365. You're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
This is CFRC 101.9 FM, Cogeco Cable 282, and on the web at CFRC.ca. My name is Grim. This is A Working Knowledge, and thanks for joining me. I'm your host for the next 60 minutes and every Wednesday evening from 10 until 11 p.m. I'm going to play you a whole mix of music. It tends to move around the dial with some indie, some electronic, some experimental, maybe some jazz, some soul, some funk, you know, all the good stuff. Good for what ails you. We're going to start tonight with some public service broadcasting here on CFRC.
Down to the bottom of an unknown ride. your hands up, look around, show me what you made of. Ain't nobody gonna save us. Keep your eyes up on the prize.
Rock and roll bands, regular people shouting. Yeah.
Well, welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is A Working Knowledge, and that was, of course, a cover of Prince's Raspberry Beret by a band called the Hindu Love Gods, and they were really a side project of REM with a couple of rotating singers, including Brian Cook, and they're on Raspberry Beret, Warren Zevon. That was from their, the best of my knowledge, only album, released in 1990 on Giant Records, and that song had something of a hit, a modest hit, on the then modern rock charts, but I thought I'd give that a spin for you all this evening here. Split Ends gave us I Got You, and really why I played that is because of the previous song. New from Yukon Blonde, What People Can was the song I played for you, and what's the album called? The album is called Friendship and Rock and Roll, and why not? And that song really had a Split Ends-y vibe to it for me, in addition to, Split Ends Crowded House, which is, you know, the same band virtually. Split Ends was, of course, from New Zealand, had a number of hits in the early 80s, and then split up around 1984 with Neil Finn going off to form Crowded House, and his brother Tim, who they were in Split Ends together, did join him for a couple of years, but two great, great New Zealand power pop bands, and Neil Finn's still kicking around in Crowded House, and they occasionally roll out some Split Ends for some reunion tours and one-offs and that kind of stuff, all good stuff. And so the Yukon Blonde song had a real piece of that little 80s vibe to it, little dad rock vibe, if we can call that a sound as well. And they did the start, I'm gonna play it as the first song in the next set, very much reminded me of the Doughboys from Canada. So we'll get to that in a second. But what else did I play for you there? So, oh, The Matinee, they're brand new to me anyway. They are from BC. They are from, in fact, West Vancouver. And that was a good slice of rock there from them. And perhaps they'll be touring around our way in some point in the future. Track was called Cut to Pieces. They heard The Vices for My Mind from last year, and then we did start the evening with Public Service Broadcasting and Night Mail here on CFRC. So like I said, the beginning of Yukon Blonde, What People Can, was very reminiscent of the Doughboys' song called Shine from their tremendous album Crush. Let's check it out together on CFRC.
Like I'm fading and destroyed. The truth was sold, that's where the trail goes cold. My shoulders shudder at the thought of puffing my chest out as I walk home alone. Under the arches, there's this bloke with a car boot full of stolen phones, knock-off cologne and mink carcasses. Limit condition from Selfridges, mate. I see arsonists with business rates etched on the back of empty matchboxes, and police officers getting their truncheons polished off in the bushes, wondering what all the fuss is about and what I'm looking at. But if looks could kill, my vacant gaze wouldn't even pierce the skin. I'm not lazy, ambition's just something I've no interest in. At least when I meet my maker, I'll embrace all my mistakes as I descend into the bowels of hell with a shit-eating grin on my face.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse. We're skeptic due to how the media have depicted you. Though getting to know you better, we clicked and so we stuck together. Turning the corner of the burning cenotaph, but those coppers clocked us, stopped us and shook us up and down with no grounds to and no due process. They started discussing whether to let us off for doing nothing or maybe pop us for looking like we might be hiding something. And the radio buzzed in. Thank fuck I bought you enough time not to get shot. It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse. We'll be right back.
said I'm full of surprises. Now, let me tell you about scientific management and the theft of its concealment. The Birmingham School of Business.
Yeah. Thursday afternoon. Just on 01485, could you show up?
Trevor Long speaking.
About to lose your love. All the thunders make my pipes quiet.
Now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
This is Eli with Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a wide range of alternative music and just whatever I feel like. And remember,
this is strictly off the record.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live?